what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Beam me up, Nemo. This is Sandra Tinglo with the lowdown on science. Would Dory and Nemo really be friends? What if they're swimming in different oceans? Studying social interactions among animals is hard, but doing it long distance seems impossible. Maurizio Porfiri and colleagues at New York University have a solution. They studied social interactions between zebrafish pairs swimming in tanks. Here's the hook, so to speak. In some tanks, one fish was a robot. Robofish were programmed to mimic the swimming of live fish in a separate tank. The researchers call this behavioral teleporting. Results? Robofish matched the movements of live zebrafish with 95% accuracy in real time. Robofish acted like surrogates, transporting the behavior of the live fish from different tanks. Zebrafish pairs interacted like two real fish swimming in the same tank. This novel method could make long-distance animal behavioral studies easier and cheaper. Maybe they can make a robotic Sandra to transport to the DMV? Pretty please?
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.